So back in the days, we have Epiphany, 12 days after Christmas. St. Lucy, or Santa Lucia in Europe, really marked 12 days before Christmas. And today is a big celebration for many countries in Europe, especially the northern part of Europe itself. Why? It's important that perhaps we don't see it here in California, but the days are really getting longer and longer and darker, and Lucy or Lucia also share the same root word, luz, means light. 12 days before the true light of the world comes, 12 days before we celebrate the nativity of the Redeemer and Savior of the world. Where in the darkest hours of our life and salvation history, God chose to send His only begotten Son to live like us in all things but sin, because He loved us. St. Lucy had that real and radical love for Christ Jesus, and according to tradition, like many of her contemporaries, she died because she loved Christ. And not only did she die a martyr death, as we have heard in the collect or the opening prayers today, she wears two crowns of virginity and of martyrdom. And as we hear the antiphon in the beginning, also tells us is that her virginity spoke of that courage, of that simplicity, and her martyrdom led other people to someone greater than her, Christ, whom she truly loved. Saint Lucy, according to tradition, was tortured because she refused to offer sacrifice to the pagan god. And so the local magistrate disliked her actions a lot, that as they were dragging her, she kept praying, and she became heavier and heavier, that the guards could not move her anymore. And then so the, which led them towards the next action, to burn her at stake. But somehow that failed as well. And then so they want to inflict pains and suffering upon her, that according to tradition, her eyes were gouged out. And that's why St. Lucy is the patron saint of many eye illnesses. But Lucy never wavered. She continued to love, and she loved Christ until the end. This is what the difference between Christian martyrdom and other religion and their understanding of martyrdom. We don't die the martyr because we want to prove our point or hurt other people or somehow to say that we're better than others. We die martyrs because we love Christ. And what makes martyrdom beautiful in the Christian understanding is that martyrdom is in itself a miracle. That's why when a saint who will get canonized as a martyr, they would only need one miracle instead of two. Why? Because martyrdom itself is a miracle. Only a true martyr can die for Christ and forgive his or her enemies, the one who hurt them. And that's why it's important for us to truly understand the example of the saints, especially St. Lucy today. We're 12 days out before we celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas itself. May St. Lucy teaches us, as well as to remind us, that Christ, the true light, is coming. And we got to prepare, just like the wise virgins today, for the Lord hath told us to stay awake, be prepared, for we do not know neither the day nor the hour when He will arrive.